Hello and welcome. This is Jake Ballantyne, and I am so excited that you have chosen to listen to this audio program. Now, I don't know you, but I do know that since you have chosen to listen to this, that you are the type of person that wants to become better and better at everything that you do, that you're the type of person that wants more out of life. And that is amazing. That's something that you should celebrate, and I congratulate you for. This program is called Sing Your Song. And I call it that because I want you to become more of who you already are. I don't want you to change. I just want you to become more of who you already are. Because who you already are is absolutely amazing. You are a true original. And the things that make you different, the things that make you unique, those are the things that make you so valuable. Those are the things that make you so important. And I want you to become more of that. I want you to be comfortable with the things that make you different. Not just comfortable, but celebrate the things that make you different. Be excited about those things. Because who you are is a true original. Everybody was born an original, yet so many people live like copies. I want you to live like the original that you were born to be. Now, by the end of this, you're going to be excited about who you are. You're going to be excited about your future because there is so much good. There is so much good coming. And in fact, there is so much good right now if you choose to see it, if you choose to focus on it. There's so much good around, and if you focus on that good, you're going to find more of it. So many people spend their lives just focusing on the negative. They just see all the problems. They just see everything that's going wrong. And they're so focused on what's wrong that they can't ever see what is right. Is there bad things? Of course there is. There's always going to be bad things. But if that's all you're focusing on, that's all you're going to see. Where if you focus on the good, you're going to find more of it. Now, when I was 9 years old, I had a friend named Winston that lived across the street from me. One day, Winston came over. He came over into the backyard, and he had a golf ball in his hand. And he came up to me, and he was about 5 feet away, and he said, "Hey, Jake, I'm going to hit you in the head with this golf ball." And I was thinking, what on earth are you thinking? Why would you do that? Please don't do that. He looks at me again. He holds his arm up, and he says, "Hey, Jake, I'm going to hit you in the head with this golf ball." And I'm thinking, you know, you win, man. This is a bad game. I don't see how this is going to end well. The story's not very long. He reaches back. He throws the golf ball as hard as he can, and he hits me right between the eyes. And I am just knocked out cold. I am completely out. And I wake up, I don't know, a couple minutes later, I'm on my couch. My dad's there. My brother's there. Winston is nowhere to be found. Winston fled the scene of the crime. He did not want to be there. And recently, I talked to my brother about this, and he told me that he remembered that the bump on my head was so big, it was so big that it looked like there was a golf ball underneath my skin on my forehead trying to get out. And you know those little dimples that are on the golf ball? Yeah, you could see those in my forehead. You could see all those little bumps on my forehead from the golf ball. He hit me so hard that it was imprinted there. Now, there is a point to this story. Winston and I actually remained friends. I guess what that means is that my criteria for friendship is very low. If you throw a golf ball at my head, I guess we'll be friends for life. But years later, I don't know, it was around high school time, we were talking, and I asked him, I said, "Dude, do you remember the time that you hit me in the head with a golf ball?" And he said, "Yeah, I remember that." And I said, "Why on earth did you do that? What were you thinking?" And he said, "You know, I was actually just trying to scare you. I didn't want to hit you. I wanted to throw it right next to you. I just wanted to scare you. I didn't want to hit you at all. But I was focusing so hard on not hitting you in the head that I hit you in the head." And I started to think about that. And I realized that it made a lot of sense. He was focusing so hard saying, "Don't hit him in the head, don't hit him in the head, don't hit him in the head," that of course he hit me in the head because he was staring at where he did not want the ball to go. He was aiming right at my head saying, "Don't throw it there," where he should have been looking where he wanted it to go. He should have been focusing on where he wanted it to go. And anyone who plays sports knows that you have to aim where you want the ball to go. You have to focus on that place. You can't be focusing on somewhere else. You can't be looking at the batter and saying, "Don't throw it there," and expect it to be a strike. You have to be looking at the catcher's mitt. And so what I realized is he should have been throwing the ball. He should have been aiming where he wanted it to go next to my head. He probably shouldn't have been throwing it at my head at all, but that's besides the point. For the point of this story, he should have been aiming it where he wanted it to go. He should have been focusing on where he wanted it to go. but he was focusing so hard on my head that of course it went there. What I realized is that from this story, what I realized is that no matter what it is we focus on, that's what we're going to see. Whatever we focus on, that's what we're going to get. If we're focusing on the good things in the world, we're going to find more of them. But if we're just focusing on the bad, that's all we're going to see, and we don't have room to see anything else. If we're focusing on the good within ourselves, we're going to find more of it. If you focus on the good within others, you're going to find more of it. If you focus on the good within the world that you're in, within your community, you're going to find more of it. But if all you do is focus on the bad, that's all you're going to see, because there is nothing else that you can see, because you'll be so covered up, it'll be so blocked. So I choose to focus on the good, and I hope you will too, because there is nothing that will improve your life more than just this one principle. If there's only one thing that you take from this whole audio program, if you turn this off right now, this would be the thing that I want you to take. Live with an attitude of gratitude and focus on the good in everything that you do. Just a little while ago, just about a year ago, I was going through a really tough time, and I can't really tell you why. I just was really bummed out all the time. My career was going great. My family life was great. I have an amazing wife. I have a wonderful family. I have great friends. But yet, I wasn't happy. And I don't know why. I still don't really know why. But I wasn't happy, and I wanted it to change. So what I decided to do was I decided that I wanted to live with more gratitude, because I knew that if you're grateful, that the negative disappears. I knew that I should focus on the good things. So I decided to start every day with thinking about everything that I was grateful for. I'd spend about 20 minutes, I'd go on a walk, I'd put on a big goofy smile, because I really think that when you smile, it changes the way that you feel. So I'd do that, and then I'd have an attitude of gratitude, and I'd just list off everything that I was grateful for. And just a few short weeks later, I was completely turned around, and I was happier than I had ever been, because I was living with an attitude of gratitude. And that is something that I have done every single day since then. So live with an attitude of gratitude and focus on the good. Now, I don't know if you like to sing or if you play an instrument or do any other type of performance, but if you do, I bet your story is probably pretty similar to mine. Now, when I first started out playing guitar and getting real serious about music, I was 14 years old and I got my first guitar for Christmas. I was so excited about that guitar, I'd play it every spare minute I had. I was alone in my room, practicing. And I gotta say that, you know, for a 14-year-old kid just starting out, I was sounding really good, as long as I was alone. But as soon as I got in front of people, it became a completely different story. I got so nervous, I got so scared, I didn't sound like the same person, I couldn't remember the words, I couldn't remember the chords, I just completely froze. But I could play fine when I was by myself. But to me, something was totally different about being in front of people. I just was a completely different person. And it wasn't until much later when I finally realized that, you know, I don't want it to be this way. I want to be able to perform in front of people. I loved playing by myself, and I wanted to be able to do it in front of people. I wanted to be able to perform for people, and I wanted to be able to share what I was passionate about. And so I decided, I'm not going to worry about what other people think about me. I don't care what they think about me. All I care about is playing as well as I do when I'm alone in my room. If I can play as well as I did when I was alone, I was going to be happy with myself. And so when I started to do that, that's when I was able to play as well as I could when I was alone. That's when I was able to actually live up to my true potential. And you see, the point of this is that whatever your potential is, sometimes you don't live up to it because you're so worried about what other people think about you. Because maybe you're worried about some experience that you had or something that somebody said, or maybe it's something that you've said to yourself. But if you just forget about those things, that's when you can live up to your true potential, because your true potential is absolute greatness. Your true potential is so much higher than you know or than you think it is, because you are so much better than you think you are, and you can do so much more than you think you can. Now, when I was in high school, I had a choir teacher that said something that has always stuck with me. Anytime someone would come up to him and say, "I would love to join the choir, but I just can't sing," he would say, "Every kid can sing until someone comes around and tells them they can't." What he's saying is that we're all born believing in ourselves, and then somewhere along the line, we stop because we start listening to the lies and the put-downs that other people tell us. And I call them lies because what they're really saying when someone puts you down is, I don't feel very good about myself. I'm going to put you down so I can feel a little bit better. Or if somebody tells you that you can't do something, what they're really saying is, there's something that I can't do. And if you succeed, what does that mean about me? So there is no reason that we should listen to these people. There's no reason that we should listen to them because it has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with their unhappiness. So don't let somebody else's unhappiness define the way that you see yourself. Whatever's holding you back, whether it is an experience, whether it is something that somebody said, or something that you've said to yourself, let go of whatever's holding you back so you can live up to that true potential. Now, this first song that I'm going to share with you is called Sing Your Song. That's what this program is named after, is after this song, because this song is about believing in yourself enough to be happy with the things that make you different, to celebrate the things that make you different, to celebrate the things that make other people different. It's about believing in yourself enough to actually live up to that true potential, to forget about what's holding you back, to follow your dreams. See, everybody has dreams, but very few people do anything about them. Most people are just too afraid because they're afraid they're going to fail. But you know what? Walt Disney says that all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. But we have to have that courage to actually do something about them. We can't just sit around. We can't just wait for them to happen. We have to take action, because real change comes with action. Real change comes when you do something. That's what this song is about. It's about believing in yourself enough to actually go out and do something. Now, during this song, I want you to get out a piece of paper and I want you to write down what you would do if you weren't afraid that you might fail. Write that down, and I want you to think about how you would go about doing that. Because I think that so many times we're so afraid of failure that we don't even think of something as an option. We don't even think that it's possible. But if you let go of that fear of failure, maybe you can come up with a great plan of how you can achieve that. So get out that piece of paper right now and write down what you would do if you weren't afraid to fail.
Listen to me, my friend, you're not the only one. Oh, someday your time will come to dance in the sun. Troubles come and troubles go, take a chance and see, yeah. Troubles will come anyway, but take a chance on me, I say. Oh, sing your song, sing your song, sing your song tonight. Sing a song, sing your song, sing a song tonight. The past is gone, the future's far. Today is here for you and me. And take a chance, take a step onto the sea. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes you'll find joy along the way. You can't predict anything, you can't predict a sunny day, I say. Well, sing your song, sing your song, sing your song tonight. Sing your song, sing your song, sing your song tonight. La la la, la la la. Sing your song, sing your song now. Sing your song, sing your song, sing your song now. future's for. Today is here for you and me. Take a chance, take a step onto the sea.
I talk a lot about being confident and how important it is to believe in yourself, but I gotta make something totally clear. That's not something that I do because it's something I think I'm perfect at, and it's not something that I do because I've never struggled with it. I definitely have. In fact, it's something that I used to struggle with a lot. I really struggled with the way that I saw myself, and I learned how to change that. And when I changed that, I saw huge differences in my life. And ever since then, I've been really passionate about helping other people believe in themselves, helping other people gain confidence, because it made a huge difference in my life. The biggest reason that I struggled with the way that I saw myself was because I really struggled with school. School was something that was so hard for me. And it's not like I just read a little bit below the reading level of everyone else. I mean, I could barely read at all. I was considered learning disabled. I was in the special education program. And truth be told, I did not read a book cover to cover until I was almost 18 years old. It was the first time I ever did that. And so reading was just a nightmare to me. School was a nightmare to me. And it was really tough for me. It was something that was so hard. And it really affected the way that I saw myself. I thought that I couldn't do anything, that I couldn't accomplish anything, and that I really wasn't very important. And I really didn't have that bright of a future. And what made it even worse was when other students in class would make fun of me or tell me that I was dumb or tell me that I was stupid or tell me that I couldn't accomplish anything. And I went a long time feeling like I wasn't very important, feeling like I wasn't smart, feeling like I didn't matter. Now, after I finished high school, I went on to community college. I went to Pasadena City College, and that was an absolute failure. What I realized in high school was, even though I couldn't read very well, even though I really struggled with that, as long as I paid attention in class, I could at least get by and get C's. But when I went on to college, I realized, like, wow, this is a lot of work. I actually have to read the material. I have to understand it for myself, and no one's trying to help me pass. And it ended up being a complete failure. My first semester in college, I actually failed every single class that I was in, an entire report card filled with F's. And I just decided at that point that college wasn't for me. This was not something that I was going to be able to do. And it wasn't until later when I had a great mentor who helped me to understand that I can do a lot more than I think I can. He helped me to understand that, you know, maybe there's something holding you back. Maybe you're believing some of the things that other people told you. Or maybe you're believing the things that you've told yourself. Or maybe it was just that you had a challenge and you weren't willing to do what it took to overcome that challenge. See, the reason why I struggled in school was not because I was dumb, not because I was stupid. It was because I was not willing to do what it took to overcome that challenge. I wasn't willing to make changes. I just said, well, I struggle with this, so then I gave up. He helped me to understand that if I want to overcome something, I need to do something about it. If I want to succeed, I need to do whatever it takes to overcome it. He helped me to understand that maybe there's these people over here that are putting you down and making you feel like you're not smart or not important, but you have all these people over here who care about you, people who believe in you. He told me to listen to the people who lift me up and forget about the people who put me down. When I started to do that, I saw huge changes. I saw big changes. So I started to believe in myself. I decided I was only going to listen to those who lifted me up. Someone was telling me that I can't do something. Someone was telling me that they didn't believe in me, or someone was telling me that I wasn't important or putting me down. I just decided I don't have time for them. I'm only going to listen to those who help me to become more of what I want to be. And when I started to do that, I started to believe in myself, and I started to realize maybe I can overcome my challenges. Maybe I can get better and better. And so this time I went on to college, but I was determined. I was determined to succeed. I was determined to make this work. And so I started seeing tutors. I started getting extra help. I started working on my own, doing anything that I could to become better and better. Now this time when I went on to college, not only did I end up graduating from college, but I actually did really well in college. I went from being that special ed kid who could barely read to being a successful college graduate. You know, also because I started to believe in myself, I went from being that kid who early on I had an experience where I was at this talent show. I got so nervous, I got so scared that I ran off the stage. To now, I've been someone who I've made a career out of music. I perform all over the country. I play my music and I share my message all over the country. And I've been able to do that because I listened to the right people and I forgot about the wrong people. I started to believe in myself, and when I did that, I was able to do something that I had always dreamed of that I did not think I was capable of. Now, I promise you that you have somebody who cares about you, somebody who believes in you, whether it's a parent, a teacher, a coach, a friend, a family member, whoever that person is. Listen to the people who lift you up and forget about the people who put you down, and you're going to see those huge changes as well. If somebody's putting you down, you don't have time for them. If somebody's telling you that you can't, you don't have time for them. The people that you need to surround yourself with are the people who help you become who you want to be. You need to surround yourself around the type of people that you want to become, and together you can help each other. Now, maybe you're feeling like, I don't really have somebody like that in my life. First of all, I promise you that you do. Maybe you're just not looking hard enough, but there's somebody out there who cares about you, somebody who believes in you. But if you still really feel like you don't, maybe the best way to get someone who supports you is to support other people, to become the type of person who lifts others, who encourages others, who strengthens others. Now, if you know exactly who that person is for you, somebody who cares about you, somebody who believes in you, then be that person for somebody else. Be the type of person who only lifts others, who only encourages others, who helps them to be who they want to be, helps them become the best version of themselves. Now, for me in my life, the thing that made the biggest difference was the people in my life, the people who I cared about. I began to realize that I had all sorts of people who cared about me, from my family, my friends, my parents, all sorts of people supported me. And those are the types of people that made the difference to me in my life. So listen to the people who lift you up and forget about the people who put you down. Now, this next song is one of my very favorite songs of all time, not just because I like to play it, not just because it's a lot of fun, but because of the message behind the song. That no matter who you are, at some point in your life, you're going to need people to lean on. You're going to need people to rely on. And there's nothing more important than the people in our lives. Now, during this song, I want you to think about three things. The first thing is, think about somebody who has made a difference in your life. The second thing is, think about how you can thank them. And the third thing is how can you make the same type of difference in somebody else's life?
Sometimes in our life, we all have pain, and we all have sorrow. For if we are wise, we know that there is always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have things that you need to borrow. For no one can fill those of your needs that you don't let show. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. So you just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Yes, I just might have a problem don't understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. If there is a load that you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road, and I'll share your load if you just call me. So you just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Yes, I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. 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 We all need somebody to lean on.
Earlier on, I said that I don't know you, but there are certain things that I do know about you. One of the things that I do know about you is that you have challenges. I don't know what those challenges are, but I do know that you have challenges because everybody has challenges. Everybody has things that they have to overcome. But it doesn't matter what it is that you've been given. What matters is what you choose to do with what you've been given. Because you can overcome whatever challenge you have. Whatever challenge you have, you can overcome it if you're willing to do whatever it takes. You see, the reason why I struggled in school, it wasn't because I was dumb. It wasn't because I was stupid. It wasn't because of any of that. It was because I wasn't willing to do what it took to overcome my challenges. And I started to succeed when I said that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to overcome those challenges. That's when I started to succeed. Same thing with you. Whatever it is that's holding you back, you can overcome those things. Whatever it is that's stopping you to get to where you want to be, to get to your dreams, you can overcome those things if you're willing to do whatever it takes to get to them, if you're willing to take action. See, most people have dreams, but most people never even come close to them because they're not willing to take action. They're just waiting for somebody else to do it for them. I have a lot of friends who are amazing, amazing musicians, but so many of them, they just don't do anything. They just play guitar at home and wait to be picked up, wait to have their big break come to them. But the truth is that your big break is the day that you decide to take control of your destiny and take control of your dreams and actually take action. That's what's going to make your dreams come true, taking action and doing something about your dreams. Now, you may be saying, I have a dream and I'm willing to take action, but what do I do? Have no fear. I am going to tell you my 7 steps to achieving any goal. And the reason why I'm talking about goals is because a dream is a bigger, broader picture type of a thing, kind of what I want to have happen in my life, where a goal is much more specific and much more measurable. It's something that you can say, this is what I want. I want it by this date, and this is how I'm going to do it. The first step is define your goal. You got to know exactly what you want because you can't get somewhere if you don't know where you're going. Define exactly what it is and make it a crystal clear vision. As a part of that, know why you're doing it. Why do you want this? What is the reason behind it? Because when you have a compelling reason, that makes it so much easier to do the work necessary to get there. The second step is to take action and start taking action right away. You might not know everything that you need to do, but just start doing things. Now, when I first started out wanting to make music my career, I didn't have any connections. I didn't know what to do. I really had no idea. But I decided that I should just start taking action. So what I did was I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I decided I was going to be a street performer because I knew that if I was out in the busy parts of LA where there was a lot of different restaurants and different things like that, maybe it was down by the beach, maybe it was in a different restaurant or dining district or shopping district, if I was in those places, I'd be in front of a lot of people. So I decided to do that every single day. I was out there at least 5 days a week performing in front of people. And when I started to do that, that created a lot of momentum because I started to get different types of opportunities. I meet different people and say, hey, do you want to perform in my venue? Do you want to play in my restaurant? Do you want to play here? And that led to more and more opportunities, and those opportunities became bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But it all started because I just took action. So just start. You might not know what to do, but just start doing something. The third thing is believe in yourself. Believe that you can do it. Henry Ford says, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right. I believe that is so true. If you believe you can do something, you can do absolutely anything. But if you don't believe it, you probably aren't going to get there. So that you really need to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe that you can make it happen. The fourth step is learn from those who have been there before. This is one of the best things that you can do. Find somebody who has succeeded in the way that you want to succeed and learn everything you can from them. Maybe they've written a book. Maybe they give a seminar. Maybe they teach classes. Learn from them in that way. Maybe it's somebody that you know. That's even better. If it's someone that you know, offer to take them to lunch. Say, hey, I'd like to take you to lunch and I'd love to pick your brain. If it's someone that you don't know, well, ask them anyway. These people are really flattered when people ask them how they did what they did. And maybe you can get some information from them. But don't be someone who's just, I'm just after information. Try to build relationships with these people. And they can become your mentors. They can become someone who are your biggest fans and who want you to succeed. Number five is break it down into chunks. Sometimes our goals are so big that they're a little bit daunting. We can even break our goals into smaller goals. When you break it down into chunks of what do I need to do this week? What do I need to do today? That's a lot easier than I want to achieve this major goal 12 months from now. The sixth step, be persistent. Sometimes it's going to be tough. Sometimes it's going to be hard. You're going to have setbacks. But just be persistent and keep going. Keep moving towards that goal. Keep moving towards it, and you are going to get there. As a part of being persistent, I want to give you another piece of advice, which is to be fiercely loyal to whatever your goal is, but be flexible in the way to get there. Because maybe you might think that I'm going to get there by doing A, B, and C, but maybe you might find that there's a better way to get there. But don't be so stubborn that you're not willing to move a little bit to get to that goal. The seventh step to achieving your goal is to have an accountability partner, because there's going to be days where you don't want to do it. There's going to be times where you just don't want to. But if you have an accountability partner where you're helping them and they're helping you, you can help each other to stay accountable and you can help each other to reach that goal. So number one was define your goal. Number two, take action. Number three, believe in yourself. Number four, learn from those who have been there before. Number five, break it into chunks. Number six, be persistent. And number seven, have an accountability partner. Whatever your goals are, I promise you that you can achieve them. You can achieve those goals. And when you achieve those goals, it's going to bring you one step closer to your dreams. Now, I have the opportunity to speak to and perform for audiences all over the country. But recently someone asked me, what would I say if I only had a few minutes? What would I say if that's all the time that I had? So I broke that down into the three main things that I would say to an audience if I just had a few minutes to speak with them. And the first thing is that you matter. You are important and you are valuable exactly as you are. Now, whether you know it or not, there are 7 billion people in the world today. And out of those 7 billion people, there is only one you. There's nobody else that is exactly like you. And that makes you extremely rare and extremely valuable. So be excited about the things that make you different. Celebrate the things that make you different, because those are the things that make you so valuable. Maybe you don't like the things that make you different. Maybe you think they make you weird or nerdy or awkward or whatever it is. But I get it. I've been there before. I understand that. But remember that the very things that make you unique are the things that make you so valuable. So first, remember that you matter. The second thing is that other people matter. The people around you are important. They are valuable and they matter just like you do. When you look back on your life, the things that are going to bring you the most joy are the times that you spent with those that you care about. That's what truly matters. So treat the people in your life like they matter because they truly do. The third thing is that you can do anything. I don't mean that as a cliche. I don't mean that to sound cheesy, but I believe that is true. There is absolutely nothing that you cannot do. So don't ever listen to anyone who tells you that you can't do something. Because remember, if somebody tells you that you can't, what they're really saying is there's something that I can't do. And if you succeed, what does that mean about me? Remember, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right. You can do so much. You are so much better than you think you are, and you can do so much more than you think you can. So the first thing is that you matter. The second thing is that other people matter. The third thing is that you can do anything. I want to end this where we started it, and that is that if you focus on the good, you're going to find more of it. There is so much good out there if you just choose to see it. So much of the world just wants to focus on the negative. That's all they want to talk about. Yes, the negative is out there. The bad is out there, but so is the good. And when you focus on the good, that's when you're going to see more of it. I choose to focus on the good, and I hope you will too.
I've been caught in a pinwheel all winter long, and that winter wind riding to the spring. But now that sun is shining bright and it's finally warm, and now all I see are beautiful things. Sunshine on a summer morn, yes, it brings peace to me. Oh, it brings that peace to me. Sunshine on a summer's morn, yes, it brings peace to me. Oh, it brings that peace to me. The sky is blue, and those clouds, they've all gone away. But now that fog is finally clear, and with this gone, all my fears, and the summer breeze has blown my blues away. Well, sunshine on a summer's morn, yes, it brings peace to me. Oh, it brings that peace to me. Sunshine on a summer's morn, yes, it brings peace to me. Oh, it brings that peace to me. Yes, it brings.